Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. This is your host, Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach. I am excited, as always, to be here with you today, and hopefully you are as equally excited to be here as well. Today is our first show of the year. This is our New Year show, and I just wanted to take some time to tell you what I have on my heart, what I believe that 2018 holds for us, the energy that has been released for this year, and what that means to us, and how we can align ourselves with it in order to get what we desire from this year. Before I go any further, I want to say that I have no rights to the song that was playing in the intro. We all know that that is Happy by Pharrell, and so I did want to make mention of that. This is, again, the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. I'm your host, Sheila Willis. We do have a new time. We're starting now at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, but we're still here every Thursday. We just changed the time from listening to the feedback that I was getting from our listeners. I just wanted to try and see if 5:30 would be a better time for everyone. So let's try it out and see how it works. And if it doesn't work well for everyone, then we will go back to our 7:30 time or play with some other times. I mean, excuse me, we were here at 6:30. Or we will play with some other times until we find what, excuse me, what works for the majority of everyone. So I am here again to talk to you about 2018 and what it means for us. There's a tremendous energy that is released at the beginning of every year. Just the beginning of anything holds such a it's just a high energy time. You know, new beginnings are high energy times. And so everybody is feeling that collectively. So people begin to make, you know, their New Year's resolutions. They begin to say what they want to change or add to their lives or take away from their lives to just make things better for themselves. That's because the energy, the vibration is really high when there is a new beginning. And so we feel this individually, but we feel it because collectively everyone is flowing the majority of people are flowing in that energy. And so I'm excited. I'm excited about the new year. I love new beginnings. I love new beginnings because of the energy that flows with things that are new. And so I'm excited that this year ends with the number 8. We know that 8 is it represents abundance, and it represents prosperity. It also represents new beginnings. And so here we are. I'm excited about 2018. I won't break that number all the way down this show because this is going to be a really short episode. I just wanted to come on real quick and wish you a happy new year because, again, this is our first show of the year, and I hadn't had the opportunity to tell you happy new year. And so even though that we're in the third week or so of the year, we're still in the new year. And so happy new year to everyone. I pray the choices, blessings on you, and just pray that this is the year that you're looking for, or the year of whatever it is that your heart desire. I'm in agreement with you that it would be fulfilled this year. Every day that I wake up, in year, but particularly at the beginning of the year, I begin to decree and declare or to speak forth what it is that I believe that year holds for me. And so I'm going to tell you two things that I believe this year holds. And then later on, I'm going to share some secrets about myself. As if you are a follower of the Happy Mind, Happy Life show, you know that I had shared that I was going to reveal some secrets about myself that I'm going to, I guess, embrace more in 2018. And so I'll get to that later. Let me talk to you about what I believe God is saying for us this year, or the Spirit is saying for us this year, or your higher power. Again, whatever you can relate to, whatever resonates with you, because, again, I'm not here to convert anybody's religious beliefs. I'm basically here to get you to flow or to have this happy mind so that you can create for yourself a happy life. Because if you, those of you who know me and those of you who are just tuning in, I am a firm believer that we create our own world, and that the world that we see around us, I'm talking about your individual life now, is what we have created by our thoughts, whether positive or negative. Our lives simply are mirrors that represents what's going on the inside of us. As a man thinks, so is he. So we create our own world, we create our own life, and then collectively what we see going on in the earth realm is what we have created collectively, and then we have our own individual worlds. And so that's part of what the law of attraction teach, and I will share, you know, I'm going to share on the law of attraction more and some other things, energy and different type of things, because everything is energy, and the beautiful thing about energy is that it can be manipulated, you know. And so once we learn how to control our thoughts, we and then control our energy, you know. And so, and it's just so much concern that I don't want to get all the way into that, but the shows that are coming forth this year, we will talk more about energy and how you can change your energy and your vibrations and your frequency and that type of thing to attract and create, manifest the things that you want in your life. I'm telling you, listen, your thought life truly does create your world. It creates your things. Your thoughts create your things. And when I changed, when I got a hold to that truth, and when I began to study it out and get more understanding of it, when I changed my thoughts, my whole life changed. My life changed for the better. My life changed. And now I understand and know that I am in control of my life, and I am in control of what it is that I desire for my life, and so are you, and so are you. So last year, the episodes that we did last year are still on demand. You can go back, you know, and listen to some of those. I do have an episode on a paradigm shift and how to shift your paradigm, which is your pattern. You know, basically, you know, we operate from a template or from a pattern, from this paradigm, and it can be shifted. You can change the way you think because the world isn't, basically, the world isn't the way we think it is. You know, it's our perception of the world. For instance, if you think that the world, that there about your world and the world in general, if you're thinking that it's full of scarcity and lack, and that, you know, it's dog eat dog, that's your perception, because everybody ain't living like that. You get what I'm saying? And so you can change your perception because perception is everything. It's the way you view the world is the way your world is for you. But it's not like that for everyone. Everybody's not living in scarcity, and everybody's not living in lack. But if that's your consciousness, if that's what you think about the world, then that's what you're going to continue to attract or create in your life. And so I don't want to go down that road right now. Just mentioned that as we were thinking about it. I just really want to share what I believe God is saying for us this year, what the energy is that has been released for us this year. And so the Spirit of God spoke to me and said that the 2018 was the year of greater. It's the year of greater. And so I got really excited about that. And if I believe whatever God says to me and what he tells me, I believe it. I receive it and I believe it. And then he demonstrates it. He always does. He demonstrates it or confirms what he said to me when I believe him. And so also, you know, a couple of days later, he spoke to me and said that this was also the year of the woman. And he didn't say the year of woman. He said the year of the woman. And I haven't studied that completely out to see why he phrased it that way. But that's the way he phrased it, that this is the year of the woman. And so here we have this energy flowing for greater. And then we have this energy flowing for women this year. You know, and so again, when I believe what he says, he demonstrates it to me. So after he spoke to me about it being the year of the greater, you know, I received it. I got excited about it. And then a few days later, I decided I wanted to go to the store. And I have to tell you, I wasn't thinking about it being the year of the greater when I went to the store, but I went out to get a new cell phone, basically because I needed one. And even though it wasn't time for upgrade, I really needed a new phone. And so I called them first to see, you know, what can I do to get an upgrade without having to buy a phone outright, because I have an iPhone, and mostly you know, iPhones are relatively expensive. I mean, any smartphone these days are relatively expensive. So I didn't want to shell out another $500 or $600 for a new phone. So I'm asking him, what can I do? Is there anything I can do to get an upgrade? And they told me, yeah, you know, you can buy out of your contract. And so you bring us $100 and we will give you a new phone. And so that was great. Hey, that was a savings to me, so I was happy to do it. So I went into the store to get the phone, and, you know, I told them what I was there for, and they said, yeah, you know, it's going to cost you $100 to buy out of your contract, but when you buy out of your contract, we'll start you over a new contract, you get a new phone. So I picked out the phone that I wanted, and I, as the representative was going through setting up everything, setting up the paperwork and whatnot, he said to me, you know what, you don't have to pay the $100 today. And not only that, he said, you're eligible to get another phone. So instead of getting one phone, he said, you can get two phones, and the second one is free. Ha! You know what? Free is always good. I don't care what it is. Free is always good. But it truly is good to get a new, brand new iPhone for free. So I was too excited, because I'm thinking, then it came to me, you know, what came back to me is what the Spirit of God said, that this was the year of greater. This was the year of greater. And so here I have not having to pay the $100 that day, but here I get a brand new phone and then a second one for free. And that was, I was excited about that, because, you know, I thought, well, okay, I have my personal phone, but I usually use my personal phone for business and for my personal use, and usually I use Google Talk. You know, I have that number, and then it comes to my personal phone. And so I have been wanting to get a separate phone for my business. So here was the opportunity for me to have that, you know, a phone for my personal use and then a phone for my business. So I was elated about it. Now I picked out my phone and I went into the store with one phone. I left out of the store with three phones. it is truly the year of the greater. That may not be a big thing for some of you, you know, because some of you probably have two phones or whatever. That may not be a big deal, but it was a big deal for me that the second phone was free. It was a big deal that I didn't have to put up the $100, you know, for me. And what really made it a big deal, not only because I needed the phones and wanted the phones, but because it was a demonstration of what God has said. It was a demonstration. And when we begin to celebrate the things that happen in our life, we will begin to see more of things happen in our life on that same energetic level. And so I got excited about it, that this is the year of the greater, so then that energy can continue to flow in my life. You get what I'm saying? And so, hey, listen, I have received some other things since then that I won't get in detail about, but I'm telling you truly, the energy that has been released for this year is the year of the greater. Now, how do we tap into that? How do we align ourselves with that? Simply by believing, simply by faith, by having faith to believe that what the Spirit of God said is so for you. It's so for you. This is truly the year of the greater. And then the year of the woman. I'm excited about that because that's like a double portion for me. You know, this is the year of the woman. And so when he spoke that to me, I wanted to go on social media and make a post about it. But for whatever reason, at that time, so, well, I'll wait till I get back on it. Then I got busy and I didn't get a chance to go back and make the post, but I believed him, but I just didn't have an opportunity to make the post in time, because the next time I logged onto my Facebook page, here I see this post about Oprah Winfrey won the Cecil B. Award, you know, the first black woman to ever do that. Now, there are so many things that people are saying concerning that. I'm just excited for the demonstration that it is the year of the woman. This year, and fellas, I'm not leaving you out because you can hang on to the energy of the year of the greater, but I'm speaking to the ladies right now and that's listening to me. Ladies, this is our year. If you have been wanting to start a business, to start a new relationship, to go out of the country for by yourself for the first time, to get pregnant, to get a new career, to lose weight, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, because this is the year of the woman. And the energy, and I'm going to say it this way for my Christian friends, the anointing that has been released this year is for the woman to excel in every possible way that you desire to excel. We are going to see women do tremendous things this year. I mean tremendous things this year, and I am going to be one of them, and I surely hope that you are also, ladies, are going to be one and desire to be one, because that's how we flow in this year. We're flowing in this greater, the greater anointing, energy, and we're flowing in the year of the woman excelling energy. And you mark my word, you can write this date down, and next year this time you can reflect back on what I said, and you're going to see that this is a greater year, and this is the year of the woman. I kid you not. I kid you not. I know when the Spirit has spoken to me, and I know when he is demonstrating to me. I've walked with him for a very long time. I know his voice, and I know that he will do whatever it is that you believe him to do. Not only will he do it, but he'll do exceedingly abundantly more than what you can even ask or think. I'm telling you, it is so. And so that is basically what I believe is going to unfold for us 2018. There are so many things that God has shown me about this year that I'm very excited to see unfold and see them come to pass. But to summarize it, is that it's the year of the greater. It just is. And so put your faith out there and align yourself with what he is saying, and you're going to see the manifestations come forth. So that's that. That's 2018. If you have any questions, comments, or whatever, I'm not going to open the line this time for questions or whatever, because as I say, I just wanted to do a really quick show. But you can leave your questions and your comments on my on-demand channel. Right after this episode, there's a space for you to leave comments. Also, my email address is my website, but I guess I might as well give that to you too. My website is www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. That is my website. I do have a contact box on there, or contact form that you can leave your information there or your question there. It'll come to me and by email, and I will answer your question. If you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook as Abundance Life Coach Sheila Willis. I'm on Facebook. I have a Live Your Happy page. I also have a Sexy Secrets for Women Only page and a Willis Happy Travel Service page. So you can reach me that way. I'm on Instagram as Abundance Coach Sheila Willis, and I am also on Twitter. I have a Live Your Happy page there and an Abundance Coach Sheila Willis page. And so, but those, my main page is my Facebook page, so you can always reach me there. You can send me an email if you like at sheilawillis@lifecoachsheilawillis.com. Again, my email address is swillis@lifecoachsheilawillis.com. If you want to share an experience or what you believe God has spoken to you for this year, or if you want to discuss a little bit more about how you can align yourself with this year, please feel free to send me an email. And that's about it for the new year, what I believe God is saying. So let me share this with you. Just want to share a few things about myself that I have not openly revealed. Some people may know some of what I'm saying because of the they travel in the same circles that I travel in. But this is a public revealing, I guess I can say it that way. One of my mentors, I was reading her her status one day, maybe about a week ago, and it was after the new year. And she said, she began to share some things about herself. And as she was sharing them, she began to say, well, I know this may sound weird, or I know it may sound strange to some people, but this is my story. This is who I am, and this is what, this is a part of my life. And so I want to share this with you. And what she was sharing, I thought to myself, yeah, that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? But I applauded her for being authentic. And that is one of the things that we have to do in order to truly flow in the energy that has been released for this year, or the anointing that has been released for this year, for us to have this greater and for us to have this year of the woman. We have to be authentic. We have to walk in our true self. Fully walk in our true self, not holding back anymore, not playing small anymore, staying in your comfort zone because being or doing what you are feeling led to do is maybe uncomfortable for you because you've never done it before. But having that kind of faith that would just take a leap, having that kind of faith that would just come totally out of your comfort zone, this is what this year is calling for. And just being your authentic self, being the being that you were born to be, And so I thought about myself, and she didn't say all of that part. That's what God had impressed on me. She was just saying she needed to share her story because it was her story. But God began to speak to me, the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me about being authentic and not playing small and not trying to stay in your comfort zone or afraid to walk in what he has given you, you know, because we all were born with gifts and we all were born to with a purpose, and we are supposed to, there's a certain thing that we have to do in the earth realm. And in order for us to accomplish this, in order for us to fulfill our purpose and our destiny, he's given us certain gifts. And if we're not flowing in them because somebody may think they're strange or somebody may not understand, then we're not truly being our authentic selves. And then sometimes we pull ourselves back because we don't want to make other people uncomfortable, or we pull ourselves back because we don't want people to think that we are not a certain way. You know, we don't want people to have any negative things to say about us, of course, right? But listen, you know, it's time to just be yourself, and whoever understands will, you know, supposed to be with you is going to understand. And those that are not supposed to be with you, they won't understand, and so be it. You know, let them catch up with their crowd, and then your crowd, your tribe, the people that are supposed to be with you or around you, your support, they will be there. And maybe some people are not showing up. Maybe your support is not showing up because you're not flowing in the way that you need to. And so you have these people around you, but you're not your authentic self. So the people that really should be around you can't get to you because of this, these other people that are there because they think you're one thing, but actually maybe you are another. I hope that didn't sound too confusing, but I believe that resonated with someone. So it just got me thinking, like, hey, you know, it's time for me to walk in the fullness and operate in the gifts that I know that I have been given. And I haven't been given them. They have not been given to me for me, but they have been given to me to help me to fulfill the purpose and, you know, that I have been given, you know, there to help me to fulfill the assignment that I have been given. And I know that I have been put in the earth to be light and to be love. And I've been put in the earth to be inspiration. I've been put in the earth to be motivation. I've been put in the earth to be an uplifter. I've been put in the earth to destroy erroneous foundations and to help build solid ones that are not faulty, you know. And so I've been gifted with certain things. And so one of the things that I have been gifted with, but I have not walked fully in, or I'll say it this way. There was a time that I walked fully in this gift, but because I'm now no longer a flowing in the ministry, then I thought to myself that the gift was no longer valid. But the gifts that we have, they have been given to us. They're not to flow just in a certain arena. They're to flow in every area of your life. And one of the gifts that I've been given is the gift of prophecy. I have been given the gift of prophecy. That's why you hear me a lot. I say the Spirit said this, the Spirit told me that, because I have a gift of prophecy. And I also have a prophetic gift, which simply means that I know things that I don't know naturally. You know, I know about futuristic things that are going to happen. I know things about people that they haven't told me. Now, don't be spooked about that, you know, but that's just a gift that I have been given. I don't know everything, and I don't see everything, but I do see what he allows me to see. I do hear what he speaks to me, and I do know some things about people who, you know, not everything, but only but just what he allows me to see. Now, for those of you who are not of the Christian faith, because I have followers on both, you know, on each side, and those of you who are not of the Christian faith, it simply means that I'm very intuitive. I'm very intuitive. And I have a very strong sense of discernment. And so in order for me to truly be my authentic self, I need to flow more in these gifts and not be concerned about whether people think I'm weird or somebody don't understand it and so on and so forth. And another thing or another gift that I have, that I have been given, is the gift of, you know, dealing with numbers. You know, I know the energy that a number, the numbers carry, and I also know what they mean and what they represent. I should say that, what they represent. I also know what numbers represent and what the energetic levels that they carry. And so I'm going to begin to flow more in talking about numbers, and I'm going to flow more in talking about colors. I'm going to flow more in talking about energy. You know, I'm going to speak more prophetically. I am going to just use the gifts that he's given me in order to assist you, to uplift you, to encourage you, to, you know, just to help you be all that you can be. You know, if we can borrow that phrase from the army, we want to be all that we can be. We want to be the beings that we've been created to do, to created to be. And so we have to flow freely in what it is that the Spirit of God has given us. I have a very strong faith, and I believe very strongly in the will and the plan and the purpose of God on each and every one of our lives. And so, excuse me. And so I just wanted to share that. There may be a little more that I can share at another time. But basically, I'm just going to flow in the way that he has given me, and with the hopes, like I say, with the hopes of helping people more, with the hopes of helping people more. And for, you know, I think just sharing that right now made me feel freer. Just sharing that right now made me feel, you just made me feel more liberated. You know, as if I have broken through, you know, a level of resistance that was holding me back. And I was just basically holding myself back by thinking that I didn't want people to think I was weird, or I didn't want my Christian audience to think that, oh, now she's getting into something that's non-Christian. And, you know, one of the other things that I believe strongly, because I am a Christian, and those of you who follow me know that, and those of you who are just tuning in now, I am a Christian, and I believe very strongly in the Christian faith. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but again, I don't try to convert anyone on this show or try to get you to believe what I believe. I believe that we all are responsible for our own individual faith, and what you believe is between you and your God and what you believe. And but if you ask me personally, you know, outside of the show or in another setting, then I would share with you why I believe what I believe. But this is not, the show is not for that. Again, this show is basically to help you to have that happy mind, to be able to have positive thoughts, and to be able to have the type of think the type of thoughts that will help you to manifest your desired lifestyle. That's basically what this show is about. It's all about uplifting and happiness and positive vibes and love and light and all that kind of stuff, you know. But we will discuss current things that are currently going on, you know, and I will show you how it relates to having a happy mind and a happy life. And so we're not an ostrich with our head hid in the sand, like we don't see what's going on in the world. And so we will speak on current events and the things that are going on, but we will always speak on them in a way where it aligns with our core belief and our core values. So do continue to listen to me. I have some things that I know that have been given to me that is going to be a blessing to you in one way or another, and that I can help you. I can help you live your desired life, because the things that I share and what we will discuss are things that I practice and do every day. And I have seen such a tremendous, tremendous breakthrough, and just a whole, oh man, you know, it's just been an awesome thing in my life when I began to have a greater understanding of some things. Yes, I am a Christian, but I believe strongly in the law of attraction, and I know it works because I work it every day. And I believe in energy. I believe everything is energy, and everything can, and because energy can be manipulated, we can change our lives in the way that we desire. You know, money is energy. It's just simply energy. And when you really understand that money is energy, you can get more money in your life. You can get more of the flow of money in your life. And I can attest to that. I can take that one to the bank. And those that know me know that my story that I share is that for most of my life, you know, I struggled in scarcity and lack, and as far as back as I can remember and as far as back as I can go back, you know, that was my family history. You know, we just always struggled, and we were always in lack, even those of us who had college degrees and had good jobs and those kind of things, because I've had some very good jobs, but I still struggled with lack. And I still struggled in scarcity because that was my paradigm. That was my foundation. That was the template that I had. And I believe that the world was full of scarcity and lack, and that, you know, I had to struggle for money. But I changed my thoughts, guys. Listen, I changed my thoughts, and my whole life changed, and money flows in my life easily and continuously on an increasing quantities on a daily basis. So I'm telling you, it works. You know what I mean? This stuff that I teach works. And so I just want to share more of it with you this year. Hey, let's go to higher heights. Let's go to deeper depths. Let's expand. Let's increase. Let's have greater. Let's have these happy lives. We're supposed to be happy. You know, life is supposed to be good, and life is supposed to be fun, and life is supposed to be enjoyable, and we're supposed to be abundant. We're supposed to be prosperous. This is our divine heritage. This is what life should be about for us, you know. But if you don't believe that, then you get the other stuff, you know. And if some of you listening to me now, you're saying, well, I don't know about that because of this, this, and this, and this. Well, it's because you don't know about it. You know, it's because you don't agree with it. It's because you don't speak it in your life, because, you know, we're supposed to change things by what we think and what we speak. And we don't speak about what we have, but if it's not what we want, we speak about what it is that we desire. So when I was in my place of scarcity and lack, I was always talking about not having enough. I was always talking about being in lack and you know, in scarcity. That was my conversation, and that was my thought, you know. That was my consistent thought, you know. But when I changed that, you know, and when I started understanding that we're supposed to be abundant, we're supposed to have prosperity, life is supposed to be good, and life is supposed to be fun, and life is supposed to be enjoyable, I started speaking that before I saw the manifestation of it. because you got to call those things that are not as if they were. You got to speak a thing before you can ever see a thing. You got to think it before you can speak it, and then you got to speak it before you can ever see it. But if you continue to just see the negative and all of that kind of stuff, you continue to just agree with the sickness that's going on in your body, because it works on every level. If you continue to think that you got a bad marriage and that men are no good and every man that you get is not faithful, then those are the men that you're going to continue to attract in your life, you know. But once you begin to say, hey, there are some good men still out there, and I deserve to be loved by a good man, and I deserve to have a faithful man in my life, honey, he's going to show up. He's going to show up for you, and vice versa for you men. If you look in the mirror and all you see and tell yourself is that I'm fat and I'm unattractive, and you're just going to continue to get that in your life. But when you begin to look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm beautiful and I love myself and I weigh my desired weight and I'm healthy and happy and all of that, those things are going to manifest in your life. So, all righty, I didn't mean to get on my soapbox. And I surely don't want to seem as if I'm preaching to you, because I'm really not. I just really get excited. I'm very passionate about what I have been given to do and what my assignment is. I'm very passionate about helping people. And so I get a little excited. So forgive me if I got a little too preachy, because I didn't really mean to do that to you. So thank you. You know, thank you for being here. Thank you for those of you who have been listening in since last year. I appreciate your loyalty. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you tuning in every Thursday. And if you don't get to tune in live, I appreciate you listening to the recording on the on-demand channel. And so I just appreciate you all. I appreciate the new listeners. Hey, we have international listeners, and I'm not going to call it out, you know, because I don't want to reach in. I don't want to miss anyone and have anyone to be offended, but I appreciate our international listeners. I appreciate your faithfulness and for you listening in. And so, hey, please send me an email or comments on my on-demand page, so that if you have any suggestions of what you want to for us to discuss this year, or if you have any questions or concerns or whatever, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from our listeners. Next week, we'll be back. We'll be back with a new episode on Thursday at 5:30. Again, our new time is 5:30. Of course, if you're listening to this live, you know that. But if you just have tuned in, you may not know that. If you're listening to the recording, you may not know that our new time is 5:30. But we'll be here every Thursday at 5:30. And next week, we'll be back. It will be the 1st of February. How about that? It'll be a whole new month. It'll be the 1st of February. And so do come back. Not sure what the episode is going to be about. Sometimes I don't get the subject of what I want to talk about till the day of, the day before, whatever. So, but whatever it is, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And so do tune in again on Thursday at 5:30. Please share our episodes on your pages, excuse me, and encourage people to tune in and to listen in. I would greatly appreciate that. And so I guess if that's all, I pretty much have to say today, you know, about, you know, everything that I'm feeling and everything that I believe is being said. I mean, everything that I believe is being said in the realm of the spirit for us. And so Again, thank you so much for tuning in and listening in. Happy New Year to you. I wish you the best of everything. Hope to see you back here next week, Thursday at 5:30. And till then, you've been listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show. And till next time, keep living your happy.